Let's continue with the kinetic theory of matter. Point number two. The molecules are always in random motion in all directions. This is called Brownian motion. Please note down Brownian motion beside point number two. Point number three. Due to their motion and mass, the molecules possess kinetic energy. Underline kinetic energy and right beside it, energy due to motion. Point number four, there are attractive forces between the molecules. These attractive forces are called intermolecular force of attraction. Attractive forces between molecules of same kind are called cohesive forces, and attractive forces between molecules of different kinds are called adhesive forces. Next, kinetic energy is directly proportional to temperature. As the temperature increases, the molecules vibrate rapidly and kinetic energy increases. So they are directly proportional. Next point, underline distance between the molecules and write on top intermolecular space. Then underline magnitude of attractive forces between the molecules and write below it intermolecular force of attraction. So now the sentence reads, as the intermolecular space increases, the intermolecular force of attraction decreases. When the molecules move away from each other, automatically the force of attraction between them decreases. Now let us study the characteristics of solids, liquids and gases. The main characteristics of solids are, in solids, the molecules are closely packed and there are no intermolecular spaces between them. Solids have fixed shape and do not flow. Solids occupy a definite volume and cannot be compressed. In solids, the molecules are strongly attracted towards each other and hence they are very dense. So the density in solids is maximum. The intermolecular spaces are least in solids, due to which the force of attraction is maximum. Liquids. In liquids, the molecules are loosely packed and there are few intermolecular spaces between them. Liquids do not have a fixed shape and take the shape of the container. Liquids can flow easily. Liquids have a definite volume and can be compressed slightly. The attractive forces between the molecules of a liquid are lesser than in the solids. On heating a solid, its molecules move apart, hence they expand on heating. On heating a liquid, its molecules move apart, hence the liquids also expand on heating. Gases. In gases, the molecules are very loosely packed and there are large intermolecular spaces between them. Gases do not have any shape of their own and take the shape of the container they are poured in. Gases don't have a definite volume and can be compressed easily. Now, compressibility of a gas. The molecules of gas get squeezed to a comparatively lesser volume, and this property is known as compressibility of a gas. Suppose we take a gas in a container which is closed with a piston. As we press on the piston, the molecules come closer to each other and the volume decreases. This is called compressibility of gas. Diffusibility of gas. If we take a few incense sticks and burn them or spray perfume in one corner of a room, we see that we get the fragrance throughout the room. This shows that gases can diffuse very easily.